name's Ewan, and I'm doing an electrical course with Train for Trade Skills, and I'm from Surrey in south of England.
Welcome to T4TS Radio. Today we're joined by Ewan, who's down from the beautiful part of Surrey, which is very nice, actually. Very nice indeed. Regattas in there. So welcome, Ewan. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. Very well.
Jolly good. Ewan, can we just start off by finding a little bit about your career history today? What have you been up to?
I've previously been employed in the armed forces, and after that I have project managed a development company, and I am currently still managing the development company, but I'm also working during a period of gardening leave on the Terminal 3IB project at Heathrow.
Wow, amazing. What regiment were you in then?
I was a Royal Marines officer briefly.
Really? Did you serve in the usual places?
No, I didn't get fortunately to go overseas. I got to go to the States, but I didn't get to go anywhere else.
Well, I don't suppose going to the States is so bad, is it?
It'll do.
And when did you leave the forces then?
2007.
So from there you went on to the...
project management role.
Yeah, okay. And what brought you into wanting a trade qualification then?
My godfather is a technician, and I have worked on the tools since I was 15 during leave from education, and I haven't got a formal trade qualification. And if you want to manage people, I think you ought to know what you're managing. So I decided I'd get myself a trade qualification.
It does actually help with the management, with them not being able to suggest they're doing something when they're not doing it.
Well, there is that, but there's also the ability on the other side of the coin to empathise with their problems and actually solve a problem before it becomes a problem, which is the way I prefer to look at it.
Yeah, sure. No, that's a great way to look at life. So how did you come across Train for Trade Skills then?
It was recommended to me and from a friend, and I thought I'll see what that's about. Mm-hmm. And, made some inquiries and went from there.
Okay, and then you got all your bits and pieces through... and you started studying at home. How was that?
Studying, I find the books, are very well written. The home study's not a problem for me.
How did you find the time, though?
Oh, that's not difficult. No, the books are well written, and, yeah, the passages are quite easy to read, mm-hmm. and it's broken up well, the material's broken up well. Yeah, right. It's not a problem.
So then you moved off to Southampton to do some practical training down there. I'm sure as an ex-Marine you enjoy the hands-on part as well, don't you?
Oh, yeah, the tutoring team are brilliant. They really are very good. They're very helpful, and they certainly are good at elaborating information and presenting it well. Yeah, there's no problem there.
Okay. Because you've been on the tools indirectly for so many years, do you think that's helped you in the course as well?
Yeah, practical hand skills certainly are a help when you're doing practical assessments, and certainly there does seem to be an advantage, should I say, now I'm at week six, seeing people who've struggled somewhat who haven't had the background with hand tools or using their hands.
Yeah,
there's certainly an advantage there.
Okay, and for those that are listening, what sort of things have you been doing? Not the whole lot, obviously, but a short appraisal of the 6 weeks of different topics that you've been covering.
Oh, wow. You covered the whole breadth. I'm coming towards the end of it now. But you cover the whole breadth of electrical installation work and also all the different aspects, three-phase versus single-phase, lighting circuits, power circuits, everything is covered at some point in your course.
Okay, so once you've got to the end of the course, you got qualified, what's the game plan for you at that point?
Whether or not I use it is open for debate. I might not even use it, but I'll have it.
So you're not looking to sort of jump ship and go and do something else?
I probably wouldn't want to jump ship and do something different. I'd probably like to do something, maybe project management in the mechanical and electrical industry, mm-hmm. as opposed to project managing in general construction. It might be more interesting to specialise, and I'd need a technical qualification to do that.
And thank you so much for talking to us.
Yeah, thank you. No problem.
For more information, please visit www.trainfortradeskills.com.